Dean Lonergan, the bloke, of course, who knows all there is to know about Andrei Mikhailovic. He is available to us, Dino, this morning at very late notice. And that's exciting because it's an important time for Dean Lonergan as well as his reinstigated Fight for Life, which is taking part on July 21st. And Andrei Mikhailovic is one of his star turns on that particular card. Dino, thank you very much for answering your phone and coming to our rescue somewhat. An exciting prospect, this Andrei Mikhailovic, mate.
Mate, he is something special. We've had Andre now for three fights over here in Australia, and every one of those fights, he's either won in the first round, the second round, or the third round, and the Australian commentators are just going mad over the guy, saying every time he knocks someone out, it's a knockout of the year. And he is, you know, he's now ranked number 13, I think, in the IBF, number 12 in the WBO, and he's a knockout specialist, and he's exciting to watch. He's great in the media. It's a shame you could get hold of him, Smitty, because he's just an out-and-out good bloke. He's got a fascinating backstory. He was part of the a whole lot of Russian immigrants, not immigrants, but Russian orphans that came over, I think, in the late 80s, early 90s, and he was part of that wave when he came over as a baby and adopted into a New Zealand family and, you know, had a bit of a rough ride through his teens and then found boxing, and now he's married, would you believe, at 22, 23 years of age. He's got a couple of kids, and he's also an engineer. And a full-time boxer, so mate, the guy's incredibly talented, and I got to say, something very special, and he's made a big name for himself here in Australia, and he's about to make a big name in New Zealand. He's taken on a guy called Francis Whitehai, who just fought over here in Australia. Whitehai's 5-1, never been stopped, and I can promise you this, Andrei Mikhailovic will stop and knock him out on Fight for Life night, and it will be spectacular. And if you're going to go to Fight for Life, or you're going to watch Fight for Life, Andrei Mikhailovic is a guy that you really want to watch, because I'm telling you, Smitty, he's very talented, and I think he's capable of going all the way.
It's an interesting story, Dean. I mean, that's a book in itself already, isn't it? When you look at that, come over as an orphan, get adopted, and then just have that determination to make a life for yourself. Incredible. I mean, is he the kind of boxer, if the knockout didn't come early on, in the is he a distance fighter as well, do you feel?
Yeah, look, he is. There's no doubt that he can go the distance. And what's happened, Smitty, is he used to fight at a weight called super welterweight, which I think off the top of my head is about 69 kilos. He's now fighting a weight up at 72, 73 at middleweight. What that's allowed him to do is you don't have to lose that weight, so it's made him a lot stronger. And the fact that he's stronger, he's now knocking guys out. So he's more than capable of going the distance. He's got great boxing skills. He's trained by Isaac Peach. He's got a little centre of excellence going out there in West Auckland, the White Tacks, mate. It's in the middle of nowhere. And you come into this massive place where he's got a gymnasium built. He gets a whole lot of people coming from wild West Auckland to train with him. Not only to train, but also to, you know, just to keep fit and healthy. But Isaac Peach is a... I think he's one of the master coaches at the moment in New Zealand boxing, and he's also got a guy called Jerome Pampelone who's going to be on the Fight for Life as well. And he's up against Francis Chua, I think the guy's name is Chucky. And named after Chucky, the doll on, the horror story. But, mate, he can really fight. So we're in for some great real fights as well as the celebrity fights on Fight for Life on July 21.
Well, Dino, I can inform people that when you and I worked together in a previous life, your Fight for Life was very big in your life as such, because you used to leave the studio sometimes early because you had meetings to attend and everything to put together for this damn thing. So this time around, how's it going? How's it all shaping up for you?
Look, it's busy as all heck, Smitty, because me and my son Liam are in Australia right now. We've got a world title fight, would you believe, with Jai Opatia this Saturday night at the Gold Coast Convention and Exhibition Centre. And he's fighting a guy called Maris Bredas, who's the number one cruiserweight in the world. So that's a big deal for us. And then we come straight out of this, fly back to New Zealand, then put Fight for Life on July 21. Fortunately, we've got a good team at home who's doing the leg work and putting most of it together. And, mate, we'll just put the finishing touches on it when we get home.
Okay, so after Fight for Life for Andrei Mikhailovic, is the possibility of a bout with, is it Michael Zarafa on the cards?
Look, we'd love him to fight Michael Zarafa, but Zarafa right now is number 2 in the IBF, and he is probably going to, his next fight will be a world title fight, so he'll be shunning every fight until he gets that world title fight, but he has got contractual issues with his current promoter, so that's going to be fascinating to see how that plays out. But Andre's probably no more than five, maybe six fights away from, you know, his own world title shot. And the biggest thing we've got to do is just get him well known in New Zealand. And Fight for Life is obviously, it's a pretty damn big platform, which we've had. I've got to tell you, Smitty, there's been a huge amount of interest from a corporate point of view and GA point of view. People are buying into this thing, so I'm really, really flattered that 7 years after we last did it, mate, people remember it and they're coming back to it. And of course, on the main card, Kevin Bealamu versus Wairangi Kupu. You know, first time we've had 100 test All Black in there, so mate, that's exciting as well.
Absolutely, up against a really popular Wairangi Kupu. How are you expecting that to go? What's the word on Kevy?
Well, Monty Beetham is training Kevy, and Monty contacted me probably 18 months ago saying, listen, I've got Kevin Bealamu who wants to have a fight, and by the way, he's really, really good at this, and he's got a hell of a motor. I've never seen anything like it. Now, when Monty Beetham makes a statement like that, you've got to sit up and listen. And Kevin actually has designs, I think, on, you know, winning the New Zealand Heavyweight Championship belt at some stage, which will be a New Zealand Heavyweight title, which would be quite a thing to do, you know, just like Paul Gillen has done over here in Australia. And of course, we've got Liam Messam on the card as well, and Liam has designs on becoming a full-time boxer at the end of his career. So it's quite interesting. In Australia, it's the rugby league guys that flip into pro boxing, whereas in New Zealand, it looks like the rugby boys are going to have a serious crack at it.
And on that subject, of course, you've matched up Carlos Spencer, who's come back from coaching rugby in the States. We had Carlos on, actually. He was really motivated about this and looking forward to getting back in the gym every single day to get ready for his fight. What do you make of that one?
Oh, mate, anyone who fight for life, they are very... in New Zealand rugby history. I don't think there'd be one person in New Zealand didn't know who he was, so that's enough to make him motivated because, mate, he doesn't want to go out there and lose, you know?
Okay, so let's look at how people can get involved in it. I mean, usually you sell these things out, you're so damn good at it. What's the situation with availability, etc., and how can people get hold of things?
If you want to buy general admission tickets, just go to Eventfinder. .co.nz, that's eventfinder.co.nz, and if you want a corporate table, get hold of Jenny on 021 851 637. That's 021 851 637, and mate, she'll look after you. And we've only got a few corporate tables left, so get in quick. And mate, I'll tell you what, Smithy, it's been flattering and humbling to see how much people remember this event and want to go to it again.
Dino, just before we let you go, and thank you again for making yourself available at the last second, the Warriors are home now. So massive occasion back in New Zealand. I know you've had boxing on your mind, etc., but you would not have been ignoring the Warriors' plight. What are you expecting out of the homecoming? They had a poor footy yesterday where they were welcomed, a lot of them, for the first time ever to Mount Smart Stadium. They've been away from home for 1,000 days. What are you expecting?
Well, hopefully they rise to the occasion. I think they've got the West Tigers, which is a club that's in their own bit of strife. I know they've got a sold-out ground, so I would expect the Warriors will rise to the occasion, and they should win this game and win it with some ease. The club, I've got to be honest with you, nothing short of a massive disappointment this year, but now they're back on their home ground, there's no more excuses, and they've just got to get on and win. If they want to win over the New Zealand public, you've got to win, and it's got to start here. And, of course, with the great Stacey Jones in charge, I'm hoping that'll be the case because he's one of rugby league's and life's good guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, Stacey Jones at the helm, something that we perhaps we didn't expect. He's classed himself as just an interim coach at this stage. So, yeah, interesting for Stacey. It's probably something he didn't expect.
Well, I guess he was assistant coach, I guess, to Nathan Brown. And, you know, he's the obvious replacement for the short term. So, look, we'll see how Stace goes. And I've got to say too, Smitty, just quickly, big shout out to my two major sponsors on Fight for Life, Burger King, who will be nothing short of fantastic. Of course, the Build people, mate, they've been both incredible sponsors. Without them, we couldn't be doing it. So I've just got to give them a bit of a plug there, mate, as you well know.
Yeah, and I don't mind that at all, Dino. The other thing, I've got to ask you this, and he's been a friend to our other show, Jimmy Bannigan and Mel Meninga and the Maroons and all those boys might be hurting a wee bit this week, yeah?
Oh, they certainly were. I could not believe the result. What was it, 42-something? It's like I went to bed early over here because we're in Queensland at the moment. The game was in Perth. I went to bed early, and Queensland were ahead. They'd scored the first try. It was 6-0 up, and then they got destroyed in the second half. So it's fair to say that the Queenslanders have got a lot of recovering to do, but don't write them off because the last game is at Suncorp. It will be a sellout, and a lot of the time that that Suncorp crowd will cheer them home, you know. So it's going to be an intriguing last game, that's for sure. And I tell you what's amazing, Smitty, and this never ceases to blow me away. We had, in the Auckland Warriors, Ivan Cleary as the coach. And the year that he went to not only the grand final in first grade, second grade and third grade, our dumb clowns sacked him. And with him went the current best player in the game, his son Nathan. Can you believe the stupidity of the Warriors back then? Can you believe that, Smitty? And here we are, that we keep making the same mistakes over and over again. It's very frustrating being a rugby league fan in New Zealand, I can promise you that.
Well, at least we're going to see some. We saw the Kiwis last week against Tonga. That was a really massive occasion, and we're not expecting anything less this time around, Dino, from the Warriors. It's sold out, which is a promoter like yourself. It's a dream, isn't it?
Look, it is a dream. And hey, hats off to the Kiwis last week against Tonga, and hats off to the Tongan fans for turning out to make it the occasion that it is. It's incredible to see a lap. And yes, it's good to see the Warriors sold out, and I have got my fingers crossed that they will deliver. And what I'd love to see too, just quietly, Sean Johnson set up and score a couple of tries, kick the winning goal, and they come home with a victory, because that'll keep people coming through the gates. Because right now, there are no more excuses. 1,000 days away from home is a long time. But they're home now, sold out crowd. That's about as good as it gets.
And we're looking forward to seeing you home again shortly, and Liam as well, mate. Thank you. Good luck with the fight this weekend. Thanks for helping us out this morning and informing us a little bit more about one of your stars in Andrei Mikhailovic. Look forward to him in action back here in New Zealand on Fight for Life, July 21st. Thank you, mate.
Good man, Smitty. Thank you, brother.